In very simple terms, the EPA finding said that carbon dioxide, human carbon dioxide emissions, are a threat to public health. And they used, I would characterize it as some pretty contrived data to suggest that, you know, at that time we used the term global warming, not, you know, we saw a flattening of the global warming trend. So then they had to change it to climate change. But, at that time, they said it's, we're going to see all this, extreme weather developing, and it's going to be a threat to public health in that respect. But it's become the basis for innumerable regulations, extraordinarily expensive regulations. They're using that same finding to, to more or less demonize fossil fuels. And I mean, fossil fuels are the basis of modern society. They power everything. I mean, from transportation to our energy. More than 80% of the global energy supply comes from fossil fuels, oil, gas, coal. The EPA today or yesterday, Lee Zeldin's intent is to repeal that endangerment finding and basically restore some common sense in energy policy in this country.
What did it give them in the way of additional tools by declaring this rule? What did they get out of it? What was accelerated of their worldview?
Well, every environmental regulation, in theory at least, is based on science. And, they're underpinning these regulations with the belief that if we somehow reduce CO2 emissions, this threat of, all these extreme weather things that they describe are going to be lessened, and that we better do that. And, what it also justifies is the subsidies that we've delivered to so-called clean energy, wind and solar. It's really become, it's just kind of upset, like I say, common sense energy policy in the country.
Yeah, and it gave them a legal basis to go in and, use it as a blunt force instrument, right? I mean, they would use the endangerment finding to go to court and say, we must, we shall, everything else.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it's, every rule has to be supported by, some sort of legal foundation and sound science in some respect. But, the science of climate, you can talk to, any of the climate realists, and that's the five, there's another part of this that we need to mention, Scott, that the Department of Energy in coordination with Lee Zeldin released a 151-page report yesterday that really reexamines the state of modern climate science. And, I mean, it's a very detailed report. And again, it's prepared by real climate scientists who I would consider climate realists. The media, I think CNN called them climate contrarians, but they take a look at, some of the claims of extreme weather. And, if you really look at the data, there are no long-term trends in hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, any of those things. And that's what that report details. And, in order to for Lee Zeldin to justify repeal of the endangerment finding, he's got to have the science to back it up. And that report from the Department of Energy, I believe, does just that.
So what does the report do? How does it take the data that gives him the tools to repeal this?
Well, I mean, I can pull it up here. It's highly detailed. There's, 151 pages to this thing. And it goes into all of those different components. The report looks at, you can go through the table of contents, which covers like two pages alone.
I love it.
It talks about direct impacts of CO2 on the environment, human influences on the climate, other human influences. I mean, that's one of the things about climate science. And I've followed this topic, Scott, for 35 years. I mean, when this whole thing started happening in the late 1980s when the first report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change came out. Now they're kind of taking a look at a lot of these claims about extreme weather, how the modeling works, changes in sea level. This report is, like I say, highly detailed. How climate change has affected agriculture. I mean, if you really look at it, more CO2 is greening the planet. I mean, that's indisputable. NASA, our federal government, agrees with that. But then it goes into more of the common sense things. And Chris Wright, our current Department of Energy secretary, really commissioned this study to examine it. He's talked about human flourishing and just the role that, fossil fuels have played in enhancing our quality of life. And I've always said that, the biggest threat from climate change are climate regulations, these regulations that would deprive us of these life-giving fuels, if you will.